The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Micha Cohen.
Simon Kuf Nun Vav. This simon talks about what's known as Raya Machmas Tashmish. Now, in order to understand what this is talking about, it's important to have a little bit of an introduction. For many hundreds of years, women had many gynecological problems, and before the advent of many modern medical techniques, they were unable to really treat them. And unfortunately, many women had all sorts of issues and problems that they would have to deal with, and it would cause different types of abnormal bleeding. Today, Baruch Hashem, a woman can go to a doctor if she experiences these types of things, and they can look inside, and they can see what the problem is, and do very non-invasive procedures and to deal with them, and they can deal with hormones and all these things. But until not so long ago, this wasn't the case. And women would have all sorts of issues where, after Tashmish, after marital relations, they would find blood, and it's possible that it was caused by the marital relations somehow. Though by doing it, it would bring on the bleeding, and it would get into a very sensitive and difficult question, which is that if by having marital relations, it's going to cause her to see Nida blood, then she's going to have an issue, you know, being married and staying with her husband. And the Paiskim really took this very seriously, and they looked at it as like a neguna, just like a woman who her husband won't give her a get, won't divorce her and let her move on with her life. So this is a similar type of problem where you have a woman who she can't have normal marital relations with her husband, and because of that, the whole marriage is in jeopardy. And they went to tremendous lengths in order to find heterim, to find ways of ruling leniently in order that the couple should be able to at least stay married to each other and do the best that they could do in that situation. One of the great Paiskim, the Nadi Behuda, who was the Rav of Prague, he in the 1700s, there's a whole section of his classic Sefer, Shal V'Tshuvas, Nadi Behuda, that deals just with these issues. Now, as I said, thank God today, you know, when women do experience some sort of abnormal bleeding, they can go to a doctor and it can be taken care of, usually. So we don't have those types of issues as much, but it's important to know that if a woman does experience some abnormal bleeding, whether it's right after relations or whenever it is, that she shouldn't take her time with it. She should seek medical attention and seek, you know, rabbinic attention right away in order that before anything becomes into a real big issue, that it should be dealt with properly. Now let's see the first sif of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Isha Shiras Adam Machmas Tashmish. A woman who saw blood because or during marital relations, Afilu Shleibishas Tashmish, even not actually during the time of the relations itself, El Acherkach, but afterwards, Ba'isa Laila, in the same night. So there's sort of a relationship between this seeing of blood and the marital relations. Mutarish l'shamish pam shenis lachash detar. So Chazal, the rabbis, tried to be lenient, and they said, listen, just because it happens once, who said it's going to happen again? So therefore, she could be with her husband again. Now, one of the main ideas that the Nadi Behuda, who I mentioned, tried to set up with this concept is a question whether or not, if a woman sees blood because of marital relations, does it create a fast, does it create a sort of cycle that we have to be concerned about, that the marital relations causes it, and therefore it will be an issue for her to remain with her husband? Or do you say it was just like a fluke thing, and therefore you could try again, and you don't have to be as concerned? And he tried to at least establish that it was only Darabbanan, it was only rabbinic, and he used that in his very, very complex response on these very serious issues. He used that as a way of sort of navigating and trying to find ways that to help these couples. Now, the idea here that the kids are mentioned is that they're allowed to have marital relations afterwards because we don't have to assume it's going to happen again. He says, that they can have marital relations again, but we do have to be sort of concerned. Maybe there was a combination between the day and the relations. Those two things together caused her to see the blood. So therefore, Shem'ir Allah came Bilal Tfilah, if it happened the night that she returned from the mikvah, which is a special night, and therefore that itself might something might have to do with the reason why she saw the blood. As I can shatitzbo, therefore the next month when she does go to the mikvah, Tzarech Lifresh B'mena Lel Tfilah, that first night when she comes home from the mikvah, they should abstain. Ki Chashina Shema HaTfilah B'tzeiruf HaTash Mishgar M'lo L'Rais Dam, because we're concerned that maybe the relations together with the day causes her to see the blood. V'shema Tira B'lel Tfilah Sheinis Rishas Tash Mishmamish, and maybe it's going to happen a second time. Avo But the subsequent Leil Tefillah, she does not have to abstain. So basically what he's saying is, it happened one time, a woman was with her husband, and she saw blood after relations. She could definitely be with her husband again, have relations again after she goes to the mikvah. But just the night she comes home, she should be concerned maybe there's some sort of reason why it happened then. But the next night, she could have relations. And then the following month, if nothing happened, then she would be able to resume normal relations even right after she comes home from the mikvah. So the Kitzur explains further. Mishum ikur hashash haya mishum hatvila. The main concern is that maybe the night of the tvila caused it. V'kivan de betvila shenis l'ras, and since the second time she did not see blood, sulay chashinan. So therefore she sort of proven that it's not the case. And if she saw the second time, so the same thing would be true if she saw the second night. So she would have to abstain the second time from being with her husband. But further than that, if she could prove that night didn't cause it, then she would be permitted further. Let's continue with Sif Beis. Because this woman has an issue, that we see that there is some reason that when she has relations with her husband, that she does see blood. So therefore, even if she does have a veskavua, she has a normal cycle, and you could say, well, listen, why should she see now if she has a cycle? Nonetheless, the next time when she is with her husband, she should check herself before and after relations. Now, what he's trying to say is that we mentioned previously in other lessons that when a woman has a cycle, then we're less concerned on a regular night that she's going to see blood because we know how her body works. So the kids are saying that's as long as we haven't had any issues. But this woman, since she did see once during relations, so in the subsequent times, she should check herself because we see that for her, her vest, her cycle, doesn't totally take care of all the problems. Therefore, she needs to be extra careful. Continues the Kitzur Levara to clarify, Yimlei Rasa, Ayin Machmas Tashmesh, to clarify that she didn't see any more because of the relations. Vitizar Isha Lasik Miad Brufus, and the woman should be careful right away to seek medical attention. Now, the Kitzur said that, you know, over 100 years ago, and this is most definitely true today, where thank God there's a lot that we could do for these situations. And the point is to seek the medical attention right away in order that we shouldn't create some sort of halakhic problem that, well, she has sort of a history of seeing, so therefore how can we sort of uproot that history? And I think if there's anything to take out of this whole simon, is that point, that in today's day and age, these things should be taken care of right away, so therefore we don't have to create these, you know, issues that well, she has a history of seeing, so how do you know the medical attention really helped? And we will get into these types of complicated questions. So the best thing is, if a woman does see one time after relations, she should seek medical attention right away, and speak to her rabbi, and just to make sure the problem is taken care of. Because she came imer Allah, she rosa b'shas tashmash mamish, and definitely if she saw during the actual time of relations, not just afterwards, oy besamach lachat hashmash, or pretty soon afterwards, kimiyera lo kain shalosh bam retzufais, because the kitzur is explaining to you the seriousness of the matter. Because if three times she creates what's called a chazaka, a pattern, the three times, every time she's with her husband, she sees blood, nafla b'mitzud gedela, she's fallen into a great trap, meaning a very difficult situation, because this woman has a history that every time she's with her husband, she sees blood. So how can we possibly let this couple stay married when they're playing with fire? They have this iser kares, they have this very severe issue of nida that every time they're together, there's a problem of, and it becomes a very serious issue. And the kitzur finishes v'kayshi gadol, and with great difficulty, yimsula heter shetishar etzal baila, they'll be able to find a leniency for her to stay with her husband. What the kitzur shulchan aruch is alluding to here is the fact that in his day, these were the great questions that rabbis dealt with, just like they dealt a lot with the guna questions. You know, the husband was on a ship and the ship sank, and we're not sure where the ship was, all these types of things. So this was also something that it was a very, very big halachic expertise to be able to deal with. It wasn't something that a regular rabbi would deal with. And he's saying that if there is such a pattern, then it has to be dealt with accordingly. Sif Gimel. Isha Sher Gisha B'Shas Tashmish Shenitma. Now this goes on to not talking about Raya Machmas Tashmish, not talking about a woman who Tashmish causes her to see blood, but it's talking more about a woman that a fluke thing happened, that she feels during relations that she saw blood and she became a nida. Now, today it's not as common because women usually don't feel during tashmish. They don't have hargasha, as you mentioned many times, so they're not going to really know about it. But unfortunately, it does happen that a woman will find afterwards blood and she'll realize that during relations she was a nida. Now, what does the kitzur tell us? So she should tell her husband right away. Nitmesi, she should let him know right away. Now, what's the reason for that? Why is it important for him to know right away? Because if they're going to continue in the act, then they would be considered that they're transgressing that prohibition. And he shouldn't right away remove himself from her, because if he would remove himself right then that movement he would of separating, he would have some sensation, and that feeling itself will be considered like having relations with Anita. Because there's some enjoyment in that. He should sort of lean on not the woman but something else. He should be full of fear that he came so close to doing an avera. And when the male organ becomes shrivels up, then he should remove himself, because at that point he wouldn't have benefit when he separates. And he should seek a competent halachic authority that should tell him how to atone for this sin. Now, on a practical level, you know, unfortunately these things do happen, and the important thing to understand is like this, that if a person does their due diligence, let's say there's an interesting halacha, there's an interesting comment of the Pischei Tshuva and the laws of treifas, that there are certain treifas, there are certain problems with an animal that would make it not kosher, that we don't check for. We only check for the lungs and a few other things, but we don't check for the other things. Why don't we? Because since they're not common, we don't have to be concerned about them. So the Pischei Tshuva and the laws of treifas bring a very interesting question. So what happens if a person goes and he goes to a shochet, a slaughterer, and he slaughters the animal, and the shochet checks the lungs as usual, and everything's fine, and he eats the meat. And afterwards, the shochet's looking at it, and he happens to find that something else is wrong with the animal, something that's very uncommon, but is definitely a problem. And normally we don't check for it. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes the Sefer Panim Iris that says that this person doesn't need atonement. He didn't do anything wrong. Why? Because he said, since he wasn't obligated to check, so he didn't do anything wrong, even though if he would have checked, he would have found it. So the basic idea when it comes to the nida is a very similar thing, that when it comes to the times of the month that we mentioned, that there's a Trumas Hadeshen, that there are times in the month when the woman never sees at all, right? Say she never gets her period before day 25. So those are very safe days. And a person's not obligated to check then. If a fluke thing would happen and they would find blood after relations, then it's not their fault at all. On the other hand, if a couple knows that a woman's expecting her period and they were somewhat negligent, then that will be a much bigger problem. So the best rule of thumb with these types of things is that that people should do the due diligence. In other words, if a woman's not expecting a period at all, then they don't have to worry about it. If a woman is expecting her period, then it's a good idea at least to check to make sure that she's not becoming a need anytime soon, or that they should stay away from anything like that. Another thing that it is important to mention is that the Torah believes very much in tshuva, believes in repentance. And what that means is that a person's past is a person's past. It happened already. And all Hashem wants is that the future should be better. And if you look in many of the different Sfarim that talk about what should a person do if, say, they were negligent and something like this did happen, the main thing is that in the future they should put the proper safeguards and do the proper learning and understanding of these laws or any area in halacha that a person maybe was negligent in, that through learning and understanding, that's the best way for the future, and that's really what Hashem wants from all of us.